On Sunday, December 31, approximately 300 demonstrators gathered on Clifton Hill and marched in front of Niagara Falls, demanding an immediate and sustainable ceasefire in Palestine and the end of the Israeli occupation, according to Niagara Palestine Coalition founder and spokesperson Mohammed Aisha. Speakers included indigenous Palestinian Mohsen Al-Ghazali, Anishinaabe indigenous activist and writer Patty Krawick, and labor activist Bruce Allen, among others, who condemned Israelis' apartheid and colonial occupation, said Aisha. Instead of celebrating the new year, Palestinians wish for a ceasefire, free from the sounds of airstrikes, said Aisha. Although the Canadian political position improved from abstaining from the call for a ceasefire to voting for a ceasefire at the UN General Assembly, the violence in Gaza did not stop. This indicates that this political position is not enough to end the suffering. Since October 7, the death toll in Gaza has risen to 20,000, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Aisha called on Canadian government officials to take a stronger stance to condemn the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land, drawing a parallel between current Israeli military action and historical colonization in North America by European settlers. The mythical doctrine of discovery shares similarities with what the Israeli government is doing to Palestinian people, claiming Palestinian land as empty land, asserted Aisha. For Canada to apologize for its past mistake and not condemn the Israeli ongoing colonial oppression is a double standard.